Midas-alert.
Geweld! Another Midas-alert! What do you see on the screen, Schnucki?
I see two boys. One of them is hiding in a closet. It looks like they're playing hide-and-go-seek. Who are they, Dr. Midas?
The computer says their names are Shimon and Yehuda. Shimon is 5 years old and Yehuda is 7. Please turn up the sound, Schnucki.
Okay, here it goes.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. Ready or not, here I come. I'm gonna find you. Aha! I heard you giggle. You're in the hallway. I'm getting warmer. You're in the closet. Gotcha.
Okay, Yehuda, you got me. Now it's your turn to hide. I'm gonna start counting. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi.
Shimon, Yehuda, Mommy's very tired and needs to take a nap. Could you boys please play very quietly so I can get some rest?
Okay, Mommy. We'll be quiet. Hey, Shimon, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I want to read that new Olamenu we just got.
But Yehuda, I don't know how to read so good.
Don't worry, Shimon. I'll read to you.
Thanks, Yehuda.
Okay, Shimon, I'll start with this story. It was a Friday afternoon, and Mendel the mouse was getting ready for Shabbos, when all of a sudden, he heard a loud noise in the basement.
I don't understand it, Dr. Midas. Yehuda and Shimon aren't doing anything wrong. As a matter of fact, they're being very, very good by letting their mommy sleep and helping each other. Why did the Midas alert go off? Is the marvelous Midas machine broken?
You're right, Snooki. I can't understand it either.
Hey, Doc! Hey, Doc! Can you hear me?
What is it, Dizzy?
Doc, the whole satellite is shaking. Something's wrong. Nothing's working right.
The satellite must be on the blink. That's why we got a wrong Midas alert about Yehuda and Jimin.
Wow! Look at the size of that thing!
What thing? What thing?
The red and black thing! It's a gigantic spaceship! It's got a big steel mouth with iron teeth! The mouth! It's opening! Oh no! It's going towards me! Oh no! It's gonna swallow up the whole satellite! Let me out of here! Get me out of here, Doc! It's got me! Goodbye, Doc!
Dizzy! Dizzy! Where are you? Dizzy! Come in, Dizzy! Dizzy! Dizzy, come in!
What was that noise? I face me! I give out! It's him!
How right you are, Dr. Midas! It's me!
Oh, I don't like the sound of that guy, Dr. Midas! Who is it?
Snooki! That is the meanest, nastiest, sneakiest man in the whole wide world. It's Dr. Doomstein.
What does he want from us, Dr. Midas?
Snooki, he can't stand it. Whenever boys and girls do mitzvahs and have good midas, he's trying to stop us from helping them.
Oh, wow! Look at the screen! Who's that?
That's him!
That's right, Midas. It's me. My doom spaceship has swallowed up your Midas satellite. And your little friend Dizzy is my prisoner. Your marvelous Midas machine will never work again.
Oh, you mean, man? You let Dizzy go right away, or else I'm going to...
That's right, my friend. What are you going to do about it? You'll never stop me.
No, Doomsday. You can't win. Good Midas will always defeat a man like you.
No, Midas! This time I've got you for sure. Your Midas machine will never work again.
Nuki, turn off the machine. I don't want to hear that voice. I've got to think. I've got to make a plan.
Midas, what are you going to do?
Quick, Nuki, get me the telephone book.
The telephone book? Who are you going to call, Dr. Midas?
Don't you worry about a thing, Snooki. Where is that telephone book? Once and for all, I'm going to put a stop to Dr. Doomsday. I've got a plan. Boy, have I got a plan!
Midas are the way we act and how we think and feel. The Torah shows us just what we should do. So if you want to do what's right and really be a mensch, you've got to have good Midas through and through.